Wide receiver.
Is it a sneaky need for the San Francisco 49ers in 2022? Well, look at the depth chart. The free agents the 49ers have in-house could bring in, and maybe some draft prospects that fit for the San Francisco 49ers in 2022 coming up right now.
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker with you at BD Peacock at Eric underscore Crocker on Twitter. Keep those questions coming in. Might dip into the mailbag if we have some time on today's program. For sure we will tomorrow on another Winky Wednesday episode. Today's episode brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered with more lines, props, and odds than ever before. Go to betonline.net, Bet Online, where the game starts. Croc, let's talk wide receivers. And before we even get into the 49ers depth chart and some of the free agents and how few players the 49ers have under contract at wide receiver going into the 2022 season, some good players, some starters there at the position at least. So that's good. But how the depth could change this offseason for the 49ers is interesting. And I want to take some lazy analysis to task right now. We talked last week how the most annoying storyline of this offseason is going to be Tom Brady, right? For good reason. The greatest quarterback of all time. There's potential for some availability. Conspiracy theories going wild. I understand why someone would want, including Kyle Shanahan, would want Tom Brady on the 49ers, right? And I also can understand why you'd want to move forward with your young quarterback you traded up to get in last year's draft. But there's another storyline that's probably coming in second right now as far as analysis and analysts, whether it's local, national, NFL draft is going to be a really big one, and in free agency in the draft is going to be a theme, and you're going to hear every single wide receiver that can run a little bit with the ball and maybe has some physicality to their game being compared to San Francisco 49ers MVP, in my opinion, in 2021. That was Deebo Samuel. And Croc, Deebo Samuel is unique. Deebo Samuel is a unicorn. You can't just make every old guy Deebo Samuel, right? Can we stop with the Deebo Samuel comparisons? Because I'm already dreading those Deebo comparisons with this draft class.
Yeah, I think one thing when it comes to Deebo Samuel, one thing that he's very unique. He's very unique because really, essentially, he's a running back that plays receiver. So the aspect of putting him in the backfield, I feel like is an extremely natural transition for him. Kyle Shanahan has talked about, when he gives Deebo the ball, like his vision, his kind of wiggle in there, like he runs probably the best as a 49er. Like if the 49ers wanted to commit to actually like legitimately using him as a full-time running back, he would be the best running back on the 49ers. And, obviously they run him inside a lot more and do more natural things with him, but he's just special in that way. So it is tough to compare these other prospects to a Deebo Samuel, knowing that he has such unique skill set and what really makes him extremely good and versatile.
I'm fighting off a sneeze attack over here. It's about to hit me right when you're talking. It's one of those things. I got a window over here and like some bright light hit me in the eyes. You ever get that where all of a sudden it just like triggers this thing? I'm about to go crazy with a sneeze attack. I'll try to fight it off really quick right now. But it's sort of the versatility versus tweener debate. And this happens a lot with a lot of positions around the NFL. And I think as the NFL goes more positionless on offense and defense, having a player who's really good at two things is extremely valuable, but you don't want to overvalue how good they are at each aspect of the two things that you think they're versatile at, or three things or even more potentially, and end up getting a guy who's a tweener, which is a bad thing, and not really good at either one. I think right. A good example of that for the 49ers was Solomon Thomas, because he wasn't really a standout edge or a standout interior defensive lineman, right? And I think when you bring in a player like that, you think, oh, he's going to be disruptive because he's so explosive on the interior as a pass rusher, but he's this powerful, athletic, outside edge guy too, and he can do both. And it ended up being that he was kind of mediocre at both, and he was a tweener and not versatile. And Deebo Samuel is the complete opposite. Deebo Samuel is a legitimate, awesome running back and a legitimate, awesome receiver, and he does both
really well. And I think a lot of teams are going to say, hey, this is the next Debo because he can do a little bit of each and find out that those players are maybe not even that good at either one, and they get a tweener instead of a really versatile player.
Right. Now, did you want to kind of jump into prospects, or do you want to wait and hold off on that?
Let's hold off on prospects, because one 49ers wide receiver is already on another team, and the offseason really hasn't kicked off officially because right. River Craycraft, who was waived from the 49ers before, I believe it was right before the NFC Championship game to make yeah. room for another somewhere in the playoffs. I think it was to get Sudfeld on the roster, which kind of got people worried, right, for a day, because they're like, oh shoot, is Jimmy hurt and he's not gonna be able to start a playoff game now? Is that why they activated Sudfeld? But it was more to get Sudfeld one more game of activation to for his, somehow contractually it helped Nate Sudfeld, even though he wasn't going to play, just to be active for another week. I think it's for his pension or the NFL pension. It counted for his season if you're active for a certain amount of games. So that's why they ended up doing that. But now the 49ers have lost the opportunity to have a depth piece. And, you know, obviously they didn't use River Craycraft a lot, but he could play a little bit of special teams, and he was the bottom of the roster guy. But River Craycraft has already been signed by Mike McDaniels, Miami Dolphins. So Craycraft's already gone. And there's a long list of free agents for the 49ers right now. They've already
watch him be Wes Welker. Remember Wes Welker? Like, Wes Welker on Chargers, Miami. He was not the Wes Welker that we saw in New England. Maybe they felt like he potentially had that type of capability, but he turned into a 1,500-yard receiver in New England. He was not that early in his career. So maybe Wes Welker, who left to Miami to be the receiver coach, was like, you know, River Craycraft, we're going to bring you with us because I think there's more to you than how the 49ers were utilizing them.
And clearly, Mike McDaniel and Wes Welker both like River Craycraft. And at the very worst, it's just somebody in-house in a position group that knows McDaniel's offense and knows the verbiage and can help out the receivers. And so I'm sure that helps, even if he doesn't become the next Wes Welker. But there could be that sort of a role for him, and we'll see what happens in Miami with River Craycraft and see if it's, because that happens a lot where there's guys that are an afterthought on a roster and end up going big somewhere else. And he's got some ability and some talent, and he's stuck around this long. So we'll see what happens. Or
sometimes on the same roster. Do you remember Stevie Johnson?
Yes.
You know, early in his career with Buffalo, I think his first 2 years, he only had like 12 total catches.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he just racked up like 3 or 4 straight 1,000-yard seasons where something clicked or just opportunity clicked, whatever it was. But he turned into one of the better receivers in the league and got a $35 million contract. So sometimes it just happens where, you know, late bloomer or opportunity. And I'm not saying River Craycraft is going to be that, but, you know, you never know how someone else might view him.
It takes some time if you're not a bonus baby, right? If you're not an early round pick, and if you don't have a big salary, it takes a while to fight up a depth chart. And sometimes it takes a few years or your second contract in some cases. Stevie Johnson was a really interesting player. Came in the Niners and didn't really do much, but he was like a one trick pony is fair to him, but he just had this one move, right, that you couldn't defend. He was like, he had this move off the line of scrimmage, and he'd shake guys like he was a basketball player almost, and he didn't have really a lot else to his game, but he had that one release that he could somehow just always get open on. And I don't know if people figured him out or if he just lost athleticism, but it kind of just stopped working one day. It was
flamed out pretty quick. Yeah. I trained with him a couple of times and did one-on-ones with him and stuff, and that was probably the most difficult or frustrating day of my life, seriously. Just trying to guard him. Everything that he did, it was just a counter to what the defensive back did. So he has like a basketball background, and a lot like what you see from Devontae Adams, which obviously Devontae Adams is a better version of Stevie Johnson, but they play basketball at the line of scrimmage. So their release is really predicated off of what the defensive back is doing and not something that is like predetermined. So it's really difficult to defend when you're actually doing it in person. And he's actually like bigger in person. Like, he was like a legit 6'2", 6'3", in person. I think it was listed at like 6'1", but when you see him in person, he looks a little bigger.
He was built too. He was a stout guy for receiver. Yeah, and great feet off one.
210 plus. Yeah.
I didn't think about that with Devontae Adams. That's a good comparison for that. Just the release package. And I always thought with Stevie Johnson, it was just like this one move he had. But yeah, apparently not. It was just more of a...
Well, it is one move, but it's just like somebody at the top of the key, right? About to cross over a guy, and you know, you got the defender right there. You might know, okay, I'm, you know, you have your go-to things, but even in the midst of it, you still have to react off of what the defender is giving you, and you might have to have a counter to it. So right. That's so more of how his game was predicated at the line of scrimmage.
So you have a go-to, but then you have a counter off of that. If someone overplays it, then you know that they can't.
Exactly.
They can't cover both. No, that's interesting. I love that. And if I'm a wide receiver coach, I don't know if you can teach it, but I'm having kids and young players watch Davante Adams all day long, right? Because it's poetry off the line of scrimmage. It's crazy what he's doing to NFL DBs right now.
Yeah. I tell people, watch Stevie Johnson too off the line. Because like you said, that was – he wasn't fast. So, you know, that was his – kind of his thing. And, you know, he used to give Revis hell. I think this time with the 49ers, I don't think the 49ers offense with the quarterback and how they want to do it, there's too many mouths to feed. Because I want to say they had Stevie Johnson, Bolden, Crabtree, Vernon Davis. Like, you know, there was kind of like a lot of moving pieces in an offense that wasn't really dynamic throwing the ball.
Let's move on to the 49ers free agents. And it's a pretty long list of free agents. What are the 49ers going to do to fill out their roster? Because they need to add wide receivers to have enough players. And I feel like they have an opportunity to add a little pizzazz to a boring bottom of the roster as it pertains to wide receivers. So which free agent should they bring back? Can they go on the free agent market shopping potentially? Or NFL draft? We'll get some names from Eric Crocker on that front. Football season might be over, but basketball, full steam for both pro and college hoops. A lot of people say the NBA season doesn't start until after the All-Star break. Well, here we go then, down the stretch for the NBA, and it should be a lot of fun, and the college tournament is always great fun and one of the most fun things to bet on all year long. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance, props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, or NFL draft props. You can still bet on football, by the way, at BetOnline. BetOnline.net is the number one spot for all your sports betting needs. BetOnline remains the best spot for all your sports scores, even podcasts and news this season. It's not just basketball and football. BetOnline.net is your source for hockey, boxing, UFC odds, Olympic coverage, and information as well. So head over to the website today and use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action at BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, thanks everybody for tuning in to Locked On 49ers, your first listen every day. Make sure you're following Locked On NFL, Locked On experts covering the biggest stories around the NFL every Monday through Friday in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, and more stuff happening on YouTube these days as well. So make sure you hit the subscribe button on Locked On 49ers on YouTube as well as your audio-only podcast platforms. Croc, here are the free agents for the 49ers going into 2022 at wide receiver. And really, the 49ers only have two guys under contract, and that's the starters, Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. Juwan Jennings, who's the number three right now for the 49ers, he's an exclusive rights free agent. He's going to be brought back for cheap, so he's coming back too. So you can almost, he's closer to being on the roster than a free agent in reality. So Juwan Jennings coming back, exclusive rights free agent. We'll see what that deal ends up looking like, a little short-term deal with that's going to be very cheap. He played 30% of the snaps, by the way, this season for the 49ers. Juwan Jennings did. Sort of a breakout season for him. And here are the other free agents for the 49ers. Veteran Mohamed Sanu, 33 years old. He played 22% of the snaps, which is surprising because he definitely didn't get 22% of the targets. Travis Benjamin, he played 3.7% of the snaps, also 33 years old, unrestricted free agent. Richie James, who was waived injured early on in the season, he passed through waivers, which meant he reverted back to the 49ers roster, but with an injury designation. So he's just been kind of hidden away on the 49ers roster. He'll become an unrestricted free agent. Doesn't feel like he's part of the 49ers plans, although they could have used his return versatility, I think, this season. So maybe they bring him back. Maybe he finds his way to Miami or another roster in the NFL. Richie James, he wasn't as much of a superstar with the 49ers as I thought he might be, unfortunately, Croc. And here's an interesting one where if the Niners were to bring one of these players back, hands down, the most obvious to me would be unrestricted free agent Trent Sherfield, who has a ton of value on special teams. If you have some injuries, he can start a game for you. And I think the 49ers need to make sure they have a, you know, a third and fourth receiver, if that's Jennings and maybe Sherfield, that they know they feel okay if that player has to start a game, if someone like Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk get hurt next season. He played 24% of the snaps. Again, like Sanu, played a percentage of the snaps, but didn't have that percentage of targets in the 49ers offense. Only 26 years old, has some speed. In fact, I think he's the only player on the 49ers roster that runs 4.4s that is also over 6 feet tall, like legitimately combine over 6 feet tall. So that's something the 49ers, I think, need to remedy with the bottom of their roster. Speed and some range at wide receiver. Could the 49ers dip into the free agent market? Do you see any of these free agents, Croc, that the Niners must bring back? I think you're muted.
I bet. Yeah, so yeah. I think the person that comes to mind first, like you said, Trent Sherfield. Because just, again, we talked about earlier, the more you can do, the better, right? And I think just his, like, that hard work, blue-collar mentality that he brings, I think Kyle Shanahan is going to like him. That's a guy that he loves. He loves that type of football player. And, you know, special teams, having that special teams value, being the first guy down several times on punt as a gunner, that's terrific. So, you know, and then listening to him in the offseason and him talk about his preparation and what his goal was and learning all the positions and just not giving anyone an excuse to not have him on the field if somebody goes down. I think just having that type of person on the roster, you need that. So not sure if he'll ever have a big role on offense, which, gosh, I felt like maybe there was opportunity for it. I think if you ask some people, he missed some big blocks in like key moments. All right, so that's not really ideal. I think one of them was against the Seahawks, when the 49ers ran the ball back-to-back times to kind of like waste some time out late in that, on that last drive. And he missed a block that maybe would have been a touchdown run by the running back. So there are those things that maybe he needs to get better at. But I think just in general, I like him. I think he's a good football player. He's definitely someone that they should be bring back to some capacity.
And to me, so that if you go out and you sign Trent Sherfield, hopefully before he even hits the free agent market, don't let anybody mess around. You have a special team guy. You have a guy who can be, you know, compete for wide receiver 3, wide receiver 4 on your roster. But if he doesn't make an appearance on your roster, he's not going to cost a lot of money and he's still a special teamer. So value there that can start some games if you need to. I think that if you're the 49ers, I think you feel a lot better about your group if before the draft starts, you have at least those 4 players under contract: Deebo, Ayuk, Juwan Jennings, and Trent Sherfield. And then maybe they can, you know, add another free agent here and there. I'm to the point where I don't want to see, not that they're bad players, not that they've not had good careers, veteran players, know the 49ers offense and all that, but I just feel like they need some more juice, some more fun players at the bottom of the roster. No offense to Mohamed Sanu and Travis Benjamin. I would almost be surprised and would rather the 49ers don't bring them back. Add a late round draft pick, add a return guy that has some dynamic ability, right? A Jakeem Grant or someone like that, over bringing back someone like Travis Benjamin, right, or Mohamed Sanu.
I think Grant's a good name, especially if he's a free agent. When he was up for trade, he was someone that I was looking into, like, hey, 49ers can utilize a guy like that, that has a different type of skill set that he brings to the table, being able to threaten teams vertically, especially as a return man, his dynamic ability to, you know, be able to really break off a big return at any time, you know, that just flipping field position and the 49ers struggles with their returners. I think he's someone that if he's a free agent, I would probably even prioritize bringing in him.
Jakeem Grant, let's see what his contract information is. He is a free agent this offseason. I think he made about $2 million, I think, last year. And obviously, you're bringing him in as maybe someone to have some fun with and a gadget player on offense, but you're bringing him in because of his speed and his ability as a kick returner. And so
Kyle's been wanting that, right?
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan, remember, he went after Tavon Austin, J.J. Nelson, another guy that I missed, Travis Benjamin, who ultimately wasn't that. But Benjamin, there are a lot of people that complain about Benjamin being on the field, but when he was on the field, it was to bring that speed element, even though we didn't really get to see it vertically down the field. I think having Grant, where it's like, hey, I'm bringing you in for this, but also you are a primary returner. I think that's worth a couple $1 million.
More free agents, draft prospects that could fit the 49ers. One draft prospect's name just keeps kind of sneaking up to the top and makes so much sense for the 49ers in particular, to me at least. We'll see if Croc agrees. maybe some low-dollar free agents that make sense. Top of the market, probably off-limits for the 49ers with what they have to do with Deebo Samuel contractually. Coming up next, can we talk about rockauto.com? With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models of vehicles, it's pretty much impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. So why endure that process of going in and talking to the guy behind the counter who maybe doesn't know much about your car and is just looking at a screen and only has one supplier anyway to and one brand to choose from, and they're charging you 50% markups, 100% markups on that one thing that you can't see on his screen? So why not save time and money when using rockauto.com? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. So take control of this situation and don't get skewered for 50%, 100% markups at your local chain retail store. Rock Auto is a family-owned business. They've been serving do-it-yourselfers for over 20 years. Rock Auto prices are always reliably low for every customer. They have everything you could possibly ask for: brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet for your vehicle. So go explore their easy-to-use website today and find solutions for all of your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And yes, they do have your car or truck very well covered there. Unbelievable selection at Rock Auto. Right in Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Let me read through some other unrestricted free agents, Croc. And there's a ton of free agent wide receivers. There's always a ton of receivers in the draft, so there's plenty of talent to go around if the 49ers wanted to go shopping a little bit wide receiver and they wanted to fill out the rest of their roster and receivers, you know, 5, 6, 7, bring in some guys to compete in camp and potentially some players to challenge Juwan Jennings for the number three role. I don't think Juwan Jennings should just be given the number three role and say, we're good there and let's just have a couple scrubs that are 4 and 5 and move on with it. I think they can add some rangy, talented wide receivers in free agency and the draft to compete there and really make that group better and more dynamic. So let's go through some of those names. Let's start with free agency. Then we'll come back in the draft in a second. But Devontae Adams is a free agent. He is going to get franchise tagged and traded, if anything, and probably not to the 49ers. Even though he's a Fresno State guy, California kid, right? If he was actually a free agent and hit the market, I wouldn't be mad if the 49ers spent some money there. I don't think they can and necessarily should do that, but man, that would be fun. He's projected, yeah. He's projected to get, according to Pro Football Focus, and Brad Spielberger is a guy I like talking to about contracts and those things. I think he's the one doing these projections. He's projected to get 4 years at $23.25 million per year, which will make him the highest paid wide receiver in the league. I have a feeling he's going to get slapped for that franchise tag because of everything going on in Green Bay. He's kind of in limbo right now.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he's not going to commit to them long term right now until he knows for sure what exactly is going on.
Maybe there's a sign and trade happening. Who knows? Maybe he signs that long-term deal with Denver and goes with Aaron Rodgers in a massive trade. We'll see. Chris Godwin, a free agent. Mike Williams from the Chargers, a free agent. Allen Robinson, man, it's too late on Allen Robinson. Loved Allen Robinson in the draft. Thought the Niners should have signed Allen Robinson when they were screwing around with Marquise Goodwin, who I like, but come on. Allen Robinson, I think, was the guy that should have signed a few years ago. I don't know if he would have been willing to go to the Niners at that point, but I think that ship has sailed a little bit. I don't know if I'd be giving Allen Robinson right now with the 49ers' current cap situation, $16 million per year. So Odell Beckham is a free agent coming off that torn ACL. Michael Gallup is out there as an unrestricted free agent. He's coming off his own torn ACL. Antonio Brown. How about this one? How about this name, Croc? I don't think it's likely. I bet Kyle Shanahan likes Juju Smith-Schuster. Juju Smith, his physicality is a blocker. I feel like he's a guy that Kyle Shanahan probably liked coming out of the draft and probably, you know, that would be like a huge dark horse if the Niners signed him to maybe a short-term deal, because I don't think he's going to get the type of money you might have thought he was going to earn earlier on in his career.
Yeah, there are some people, what was it, last year when he was a free agent, or maybe the year before, people were talking about him potentially getting like, you know, $18 million a year, $19 million a year. I said, no way. Mm-hmm. There's no way. And next thing you know, he struggled to get like $8 million.
Yeah. He's projected to get another 1 year, $8 million contract.
Yeah. I can see it.
Yeah. He's like just a little bit more athletic version of what the 49ers have in Juwan Jennings, you know, physical, bigger slot type wide receiver. Can give you a.
I would rather pay one year, $8 million to Juju than have Juwan Jennings.
than to lock Juwan Jennings into that role.
Yeah.
I can see that. That's not too much to spend. Short-term contract on a guy to have a prove-it deal, be fighting to earn that next big contract the year after. Looking for speed, Christian Kirk from the division rival Arizona Cardinals is out there. DJ Chark, he has some speed. Really liked
him. He's come off an injury, though.
Injury, yes. But I think he should be healthy. But, man, yeah, speed. If you're looking for that outside speed guy, he could be your guy. Will Fuller, another one of those. Jameson Crowder, more of the slot variety. Marquez Valdes-Scantling's hitting the free agent market as well. Yeah, range and speed. He's projected to get a 3-year, $8 million per year contract. But
Juju Smith or Valdes-Scantling?
I would maybe try to go into the draft if I was just going to get a sort of a one-trick pony guy, and I'd probably rather spend on the shorter term of Juju if I had my pick. But Marquez
Valdes-Scantling, he stretches the field, and I feel like the Niners need that.
Let's see. Cedric Wilson Jr., should we bring him to the Bay like his dad, Cedric Wilson, was a fourth-round pick a long time ago, 2 years, $5 million per. He's got some size to his game, can win outside a little bit. T.Y. Hilton, his best years are behind him. He's projected to get a one-year contract for $6.5 million. Sammy Watkins out there. I don't think the 49ers want to go bring in a guy that has as many injuries as he does. Really hurts me to see A.J. Green down here only making $7 million per year, potentially on a one-year contract, but I would not hate A.J. Green on the 49ers with young Trey Lance. I would not hate that at all. Yeah. And
that big guy, you could just throw the ball up to him, and he doesn't have to be super pinpoint accurate.
Yep. Rashard Higgins, DeSean Jackson, 1 year, $3 million. Can the 49ers make things right when they drafted, who was it, Shiloh Rashad in the second round over DeSean Jackson so many years ago? Can they make it right, bring in DeSean Jackson to bring some juice for a one-year contract worth around $3 million? Wouldn't be against it. All right, Croc, NFL draft, talk to me. Pick 61, 49ers are on the clock. Is there a prospect you like for the 49ers at 61? Is there a certain thing you'd be going into the draft? Let's say they take our plan. They sign Sherfield, let everybody else walk. So you've got Debo, you've got Ayuk, you've got Sherfield, you've got Juwan Jennings. What would the 49ers need in that case on their shopping list going into the draft? Could they draft a wide receiver early? Could they draft multiple wide receivers potentially in this draft? Maybe one on day two and another one on day three.
Yeah, they could potentially. Now, one, just kind of what my plans would be and my thoughts on the whole thing, it really would be whoever's highest on my board. Now, I think there are a lot of fans and people that just like, oh, you have to address this, you have to address that. My thoughts are, it doesn't matter where you address it as long as you address it. Does that make sense? So, you know, if you look at the 49ers, kind of their history with drafting, they've gotten contributors throughout the draft. So I don't think it's like, oh, with the 61st overall pick, you have to go get this position because, well, the 49ers lack there. I don't think so. I would go in there with an open mind. Now, if I had to kind of prioritize one position over the other, I'd probably go edge first just because I feel like you can never have enough pass rushers and really get some guys that come off the edge and affect what passers are doing, and then it helps everything else on the back end, especially a 49ers defense. And we'll probably get into that later this week, the whole cornerback situation, things like that. But I like Christian Watson, receiver at North Dakota State, and not because of the dynamic between him and Trey Lance going back, you know, being college teammates. But
that
just
helps,
adding,
though. I think that adds to the value of Christian Watson. But if you're trying to check off a list, he's got return experience. Height, weight, speed, check that off. He can get open on all levels. Gives you a little bit after the catch. He loves to block. And he's a small school guy that might not go in the first round, so he might be available for the 49ers at pick 61. And by the way, DK Metcalf was a late second round pick. The second round has been really an awesome place to be drafting wide receivers, especially in recent years. Look, maybe it's not need number one at that point, but a player like that, I mean, he checks off an awful lot of boxes for the 49ers.
He does, and he just brings something totally different than what the 49ers have. And I think it's something that would 100% help his quarterback. Just having that pure field stretcher, that's one thing. That's awesome. Like a guy who they're projecting potentially runs in the 4.3s low four fours in that type of range. All right. So just being the field stretcher, that's great. But then on top of that, to add that he's 6'4" and a legit 6'4", not a, this is what I was listed at by my school, right? He measured in at the Senior Bowl, 6'4", 211 pounds. So he has that size. And I think when you look at some of the things he did with Trey Lance, I'm pretty sure if you watch anything, highlights, film of Trey Lance, you couldn't help but notice, number one, and what he was doing, you know, contested catch guy, back of the end zone, toe tap, keep one foot in, touchdown, outrun guys. Like, just the way that he was utilized and how that would fit in with what the 49ers kind of need and what they have. I talked about Grant being an option because of him having that field stretching ability. But, hey, why not get into someone that has shown to not only be a deep threat guy, but he can win underneath. He can win at the line of scrimmage. He's showed a ton of that at the Senior Bowl. So that's someone who I feel like, man, he would probably help so much, at least what I've seen from him so far, and help your quarterback not have to be so pinpoint accurate. A guy that one of the, and this is my last thing about it, throwing a deep ball, a lot of it, I believe, is confidence. And when you have the confidence that, hey, there's more room for error because this guy has a much larger catch radius and he's fast and he can outrun guys. So I just got to throw it out there. And I believe that my guy's going to go up and get it and come down with the ball. I think there's something to that. And I think right now, Trey Lance, he doesn't really have that guy. He has these guys that, yeah, run after catch. They can work the intermediate levels and things like that. Debo, obviously he can catch downfield passes, but is that his specialty? Get a guy that can really kind of do all of that. And maybe start to run a little bit more with three receiver. Actually, everybody looks at 49ers power run offense, but they run 11 personnel almost 50% of the time. So obviously that's not their bread and butter and they don't run it as much as everybody else, but maybe having a receiver like this, you might want to do that.
And with how much Debo is playing in the backfield too.
Right.
And do the 49ers maybe, are they looking for the next Debo, taking this conversation full circle? Is there the next Debo out there that Kyle Shanahan might say, okay, we want to do more of this. We don't want to put it all on Debo's shoulders. There's, who's it, Velus Jones Jr., right, is one guy. I've seen Wandale Robinson as a name that's popped up a lot in my mentions that folks want to ask you about, Croc. Is there another name of more of a gadgety type of a player, more of a player that could be used in some Debo roles if the 49ers don't want to go down that road fully anymore with Debo? Or can we put the Debo comparisons to rest?
You could probably put it to rest. Now, if there was one guy that I would say, I won't say it's Debo, but if you're looking for someone with that type of skill set, he's still different, but Treylon Burks. Now, the issue is I think he's wide receiver one in this class, at least right now. That's where I have him. So he ain't going to be there as pick 61 unless something crazy happens. DK Metcalf, he was my wide receiver one. He was there at almost pick 61. So you never know. But I don't foresee Treylon Burks being there that late, but he's 6'3", 230 pounds. So he kind of has that real big build. He is damn fast.
Imagine a 6'3 Debo, because Debo is like 5'11 and a half. Imagine right. If Debo was 6'3 and had all the rest of the skills he already has. That's scary.
Right. And a little heavier too. So this is more like kind of AJ Brownish, and I think he'll probably draw those comparisons. But you know, the way he wins is not with just a pure nasty route runner that creates a ton of separation. And those are the parts too that remind me of Debo Samuel as a receiver, right? Debo does a really good job of kind of shielding off defenders, winning inside right now, catching the ball, running away from defenders. Treylon Burks, he can do a lot of those things. I think where he is actually better is the vertical threat that he is. I mean, he can just literally release off the line of scrimmage and just outrun defensive backs, and especially in that way. And then when he doesn't outrun you, he is a terrific contested catch guy. So Treylon, different, but they motioned him into the backfield a ton. They ran a lot of screens to him out of the backfield. They did those type of things. He had over 100 rushing yards this past season. So, you know, he is someone that has shown to have that type of versatility. Would it be in the sense of what we've seen from Debo Samuel? Probably not. But if there is anybody that kind of you'll probably hear that Debo tag a lot, it's probably him.
Niners not only might, I think they need to draft a receiver. I don't know how early that receiver needs to be. At first glance, you think, Debo, Ayuk, Niners are good. Wide receiver is not a big need. Wide receiver is a sneaky need for the 49ers in 2022. They need to add speed. And if you consider a potential breakout for Brandon Ayuk, next year and year three for him, just like Deebo Samuel broke out in his third year. You can't pay both those guys. Does one need to be on the trade block in 2023, right? And then you would have already needed to develop another starting caliber player. So, yeah, we'll see. If the 49ers have a wide receiver number one on their draft board, they should not be shy about pulling that trigger, even if it's as high as number 61 overall, in my opinion. And they could add a rangy, bigger, longer type receiver, plus a return type of guy as well. And maybe they'll find some of that in the free agent market. But, yeah, some cost-controlled young receivers for Trey Lance has got to be on the docket for the 49ers. In 2022, Croc and I will have more thoughts on the draft class, specific names. We're going through other position groups here on Locked On 49ers coming up later on in the week and later on in the offseason. Winky Wednesday tomorrow, our weekly guest, Nick Winkler, joining the show. Get your questions in on Twitter, at BDPeacock, at Eric_Crocker. Thanks for making us your first listen every day here on Locked On 49ers. For your second listen, check out Locked On NFL Draft with Croc. Check out the Peacock and Williamson NFL show, talking about the entire league with me and my guy Matt Williamson every single day. Croc and I back tomorrow right here, Locked On 49ers.